Page 82, measure number 24-236, North Santiam School District 29J. Referred to the people by the district board. North Santiam School District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the North Santiam School District issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $49,800,000 to expand and improve school facilities? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, this measure provides funds to add classroom space to keep pace with student enrollment, growth, and renovate and improve existing school buildings. Specifically, this measure will construct, equip, and furnish one new elementary school on Staten Middle School site to relieve district elementary schools overcrowding, construct new classroom space at Sublimity Elementary and Staten High School, construct and remodel library and cafeteria space at Staten, Sublimity, Mary Lynn Elementary Schools, and Staten High School, renovate, upgrade existing schools to protect the community's investment in facilities. Improvements include replacing leaky roofs, outdated heating and ventilation, fire alarm and plumbing systems, removing dry rot and asbestos hazards, seismic upgrades, health and safety improvements in all schools, remodeling locker room space at Staten High to bring locker rooms into compliance with federally mandated requirements of Title IX and Americans with Disabilities Act. Pay all associated building and bond issuance costs. Bonds will mature not more than 21 years from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. Explanatory statement. North Santiam School District 29J faces a number of problems as a result of increasing enrollment, overcrowded classrooms, inadequate facilities. Proceeds from this bond measure would enable North Santiam schools to keep pace with rapidly increasing enrollment, maintain quality education for the district's 2,400 students and future students, protect the community's investment in its schools. A voter approval of the bond measure would permit North Santiam schools to relieve overcrowding and maintain quality education, build one new elementary school, add additional classrooms and related educational space at Sublimity, Staten, and Mary Lynn Elementary Schools, and Staten High School to keep pace with increasing enrollment and maintain quality education. Protect the community's investment in North Santiam schools. Repair, renovate, expand, and improve the district's existing elementary, middle, and high schools and other facilities. These improvements would replace or repair leaking roofs, upgrade security and fire alarm systems, electrical wiring, lighting, heating and ventilation systems, and parking, make other health, safety, and seismic improvements, and meet Americans with Disabilities Act requirements. Repair or upgrade various classrooms and building infrastructure components to restore efficient building operations and cost-effective services necessary for the delivery of the district's educational programs. Keep pace with growth. North Santiam School District is one of the fastest-growing school districts in Marion County. Its growth rate equals more than one classroom each year. More classrooms are needed to keep pace with this student enrollment growth. This bond measure would build one new elementary school to house 300 students and relieve overcrowding at the district's existing elementary and middle schools. The new elementary school will be built on the Staten Middle School site. This bond measure would add classrooms and related education facility improvements at existing buildings. These improvements would include additions of a media center, new multipurpose gym, new auditorium space, and cafeteria space. The principal amount of the bond issue would not exceed $49,800,000. The term of the bond would not exceed 21 years from the date of issue and may be issued in more than one series. Project costs. The initial tax rate is estimated not to exceed $3.20 per $1,000 of assessed value or $320 per year for property with an assessed value of $100,000, while tax rates may vary on interest rates and growth in the district's total assessed value, The district anticipates the tax rate will decrease over the life of the bonds from the projected tax rate of $3.20 per $1,000. Submitted by Doug Mittelstetter, Assistant to the Superintendent, Business Manager, North Sandyam School District Number 29J. Page 83, Argument in Favor of 24-236. Citizens for North Sandyam Schools, Building Our Kids' Future. Vote yes on Measure 24-236. The North Sandyam School District serves 2,400-plus students in five excellent schools. Staten High School, grades 9 through 12, 820 students. Staten Middle School, grades 4 through 8, 500 students. Mary Lynn Elementary School, grades K through 8, 250 students. Staten Elementary School, grades K through 3, 575 students. Sublimity Elementary and Middle School, grades K through 8, 350 students. Vote yes to protect the community's investment in our schools and reduce overcrowding. Your yes vote will build a new elementary school in Staten. The current elementary school has 575 students. Vote yes to build a second elementary school. Each Staten elementary school will house 300-plus students and have room to grow. Remodel and expand the Sublimity K through 8 schools. The existing elementary school and middle school have major structural and building code problems which must be fixed. Vote yes to add classrooms, build a new cafeteria, build a new gymnasium, and eliminate modular classrooms. Remodel Staten High School. Vote yes to add new 4 to 6 new classrooms, create a new library and media area and commons, and expand the cafeteria. Vote yes to correct ADA deficiencies and solve serious seismic, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC problems. Upgrade Mary Lynn School. Mary Lynn School is a 50-plus-year-old building with significant seismic, HVAC, and structural problems. Vote yes to fix these problems. Make seismic, safety, and structural upgrades at all schools. Vote yes to ensure heating, plumbing, ventilation, and fire alarm systems meet current building codes. Vote yes to remodel locker rooms at Staten High School to provide equal facilities for girls and boys that meet federal Title IX requirements. By making essential school improvements and addressing safety and deferred maintenance issues, the North Sandyam School District will provide space for growth, ensure student safety, and provide equity in our facilities for all students. Vote yes for our kids' future. Paid for by Citizens for North Sandyam Schools, Richard C. Morley, Treasurer. This information provided by Richard Morley, Citizens for North Sandyam Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statement made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.